Fourth parak of Ksuvas Mishnah Yud. We're discussing the Tanoi Ksuvas extra chiyuvim. The husband is, every husband that gets married to a Jewish wife is mechuyiv to take upon himself. So one of the chiyuvim is like this. When a husband gets married to a wife, he's mechayiv himself to pay a ksuva if they get divorced or if he dies. If she dies before him, he is not mechuyiv me'ikir adin to give her anything. Even so, there's a Tanoi Ksuva that says that if she has sons from this husband, and she dies, so we don't say the ksuva goes, disappears. It's not this Tanai Ksuva, her sons will inherit this ksuva more so than the chelik of the regular Yerusha. Now you can ask me a question, what do you need this for? If they're sons from him, so anyway they're going to get a portion of the sons from him and from her, so what do they gain? They have two sons, both from him and both from her, and they're getting the Yerusha, plus they're splitting the Ksuva, they're all the same, nothing changed. So the idea behind this is, he may have sons from other wives. So Memela, the sons from this wife will get, aside from the Yerusha, they will get the Kesef of this Ksuva. Yeah. So, this is the way he writes it. Benin Dichin Dehaven Lichim Inoi, the male sons that you'll have from me, Eden Yachin Kesef Ksuvosech, they will be Yerush. More so than the regular chelik that they will take together with the brothers of my other wives. And even if he did not write this in the ksuva, he is still required to pay it off if the time becomes payable. Chayim shut nai bezin. This is one of the conditions that the bezin Klal Yisrael required every Jewish person that gets married to do this. And therefore, even if he didn't write in his ksuva, he is mechuyev to pay this.